great benefit by understanding the principles of affecting a change in one's life. See, when we go on a retreat, or when we even go to Vrindavan, there are two ways of going. One is to just experience everything and go through the exercises and all. Another, and this we feel is more desirable, way of going into a retreat is to try to find some inspirations and even an impetus to bring something with us from the retreat, which will then help and guide us in our ordinary activities outside of the retreat. During this retreat, we try to take a few principles out of this guidebook for chanting Harinam Chintamani. The first day, we understood that the entrance gate into the Holy Name is faith and faith alone. See, faith makes a bridge from what I am presently to that what I hope to attain. Let me be more precise. At the moment, I may be a conditioned soul with many personal issues and limitations. But I want to become a blissful devotee of Krishna, as an example. So, in order to bridge the gap between what I'm now and what I want to become, I need something. And this something is faith. I have faith in the process, I have faith in Krishna, I have faith in the possibility. And faith in this way is really the only bridge or the only thing which can cross the gap between what I'm now and what I will become. Let us be even more specific in relationship to the Holy Name. At this moment, I chant the Holy Name on a certain level, each one on his own level. But if I have faith in Krishna and the power of chanting properly, then I will adopt these new processes and I will do this and I will get a new result. Albert Einstein, a famous scientist, was once asked to give a definition of madness. And he said, madness is to think if you're continuing with the same activities, you will get a different result. That's madness. I think by this definition, some of us are mad. We think, well, Krishna consciousness will happen automatically. Somehow I will continue like I'm doing now, and then one day I will wake up in the kingdom of God. That is not very realistic. You have to show some effort to show Krishna that you are really interested in this high goal. And to make some effort requires faith. So faith is the entrance gate into bhakti. Just like this door, and that door is the entrance into this community hall. Faith is the entrance into bhakti. So we talked, this was the first thing, and we had the workshop where we did things on faith to get a result. Then the next day was dedicated to learn to avoid offenses, because offenses, according to Harinam Chintamani, are like a cloud which are between us and the Krishna Sun. Now, because we didn't have time to deal with all the 10 offenses, we just dealt with the root of all the 10. Do you remember this root of all the 10 other offenses? Inattention. You know everything. We had a little exercise, remember, where we looked at the three causes of inattention. Do you remember these three causes of inattention? I'm sorry? Indifference was one. Mm-hmm. Restlessness of the mind. Ooh, that's a big one. And then finally, inertia or laziness. I had yesterday a wonderful devotee who said, my problem is not that I'm indifferent to Krishna. I like him very much. Restlessness of the mind. Yes, that's sometimes there, but when I finally get to chant, I can be there. My problem is I'm a lazy soul. When I came first to Australia, I was warned, and I decided to look at some really lazy people and went into the zoo where all the fauna of Australia is assembled, and I particularly saw the emblem of all laziness. I believe it appears in the Australian flag or somewhere. It's a koala. You know, he is totally intoxicated by eating eucalyptus leaves, I think, and then just hangs out the whole day and looks at you. And I think he is even too lazy to go to the bathroom. He does it all on the spot, so to say. Laziness, the devotee said. Yeah. You might have to stream against the koala influence of Australia. So we also heard about the remedies. It was often associated with enthusiastic devotees and spending time alone with the holy name and so on. And today we really did something a little advanced. We did the Buddha Shuddhi practice. We just divested ourselves of the wrong attachments to the material body and the mind. Today we did it. I know these guided meditations sometimes have a problem that not everyone can participate in them because, yeah, somehow we don't fit. But I noticed, I was surprised. I mean, all the atmosphere after it was, I only saw it one time in my life like this. You are very deep people. I've learned this. Yes. So my departing words to you. It sounds as if I'm departing the another. What is it? My closing words are: please become scientists of the Hari Nam Chintamani. For those who have the desire, we can send you some of our Amritavani training newsletters where you will find some of the exercises which you have done again, and you can then apply them in your own private time. I believe Banu Nandini will soon in her closing announcements tell you how you can order this Amritavani training newsletter which we send out after retreats so that you will find also summaries of all the chapters of the Harinam Chintamani. We can send you different things so that you can just review it and go deeper in your life. At this stage, however, I have to tell you bad news. See, you will go back home. And when you go back home, you will be
charged up.
Oh, this yesterday's kirtan with Madhava was just so, so excellent and so fantastic. And felt something, and you might go, I'm just fully charged up. I will sing in my house. I will dance in my house. I will chant like anything. And as you have these good intentions, you will hear a knocking at the door. Just by the sound of the knocking, you know who is knocking. You say, no, I'm not home. And you say, no, I don't want to let you in. Then you hear me, leave me alone. That you know you have to go to the door. Either you have to go today or tomorrow. It's not the bathroom, by the way. And as you open the door, there he is again, your old life, with all the habits which you wish you wouldn't have. All the attachments which you are too shy to reveal in public. Your old life will come back. At that time, you will need to... And your old life gets especially disturbing in relationship to your chanting habits, which are not the way you want them to be. At this time, when your old habits come back, you need something to protect your spiritual journey. You need a new habit. Therefore, in our retreats, we like to recommend to you that before you go, you are aware of what you would like to take into your old life. It's good if you make this determination or decision now. However, there is always a little difficulty in making decisions. You can do that unwisely, like most people do, and these decisions never work. Or you can do it wisely and make them work. I don't know if you have this in Australia. We have it in Germany that on Sylvester Day, that means the night before the New Year, everyone makes New Year's decision. Do you have this also here? Resolutions. Thank you. New Year's resolutions. Now, astrologically speaking, this is the worst time to make resolutions because it's a weak constellation. And normally these resolutions are good for nothing. They don't even work on New Year's. It means the very next day. It just doesn't work. We don't want you to take such type of resolutions from the retreat. Just something. Why don't they work? You must know. The motivation which we have is always bigger than the willpower. If you would like to express it graphically, our motivation would be a big, big circle. I would like to change the world. I would like to change myself. I would like to become a pure devotee. I would like to make a pilgrimage, and there I will not drink that dangerous lassi in America and in Darwin, which is full of the bad water. I would like to become, to have a few less extra kilos. You know, I will eat a little, I will not eat cream cheese any longer. There is such a big motivational circle around you. But inside the circle is your willpower, which is not big enough to extend to all the areas of this wide circle of motivation. Willpower is usually small, motivation is huge. And when we have the motivation to do too much, to change too much, let us say someone chants minus two rounds, it means he doesn't chant at all, he only wishes to chant. And he then comes from a retreat and says, I will do 64 rounds every day. No problem. We have saved you from this, but in other retreats we have a 64 rounds day, which is for many a very deep experience. And one day I would love to do it. I would prepare you for 2 days for this, and then when you come up to your third day, you can walk through fire, no problem. So therefore, we should not, you know, we need willpower for anything which we do. Even to get up, we need the willpower. So we should not have too much on our table, not too much on our plate. In other words, not too many projects where we want to change. See, let me give you an example. In gardening, you have these containers. You have they're full of water, and when you pour the water through one nose, it has something on it where about 100 holes are. What is it called? A watering can. Thank you. I learned many new words. And what is on top of it? A nozzle with 100 holes. Good. A watering can with a nozzle with 100 holes. You go like this, and it goes from here to Sydney. You know these watering cans. Now, if you have so many little openings, the water which comes through each single hole will be little. It will not be very strong. But if you take away this nozzle with 100 holes, then you have one big water stream which can move away the universe. I mean, it's so strong, not exactly like this. It can move away a Samsonite mobile phone or whatever. Samsung. Yes. So when you don't divert yourself to so many goals, although you may be motivated, just take one thing with you, and then your willpower will be focused on that one thing, and you will make it happen very easily. So I would like to now request you to take your colored sheet of paper, or those who are modern people can take also their little devil, the iPhone, you know. Sorry, I'm a non-computer user, so I have my words for this. It's now empty, the piece of paper or the thing on your iPhone. But please listen. I would like you to review some of the moments in the retreat. Maybe you want to think of the nice kirtans which we had all together. Maybe you want to think of the atmosphere to be in Krishna's temple, to be in the community hall. Maybe there was a discussion with some of your friends which struck you. Or maybe you saw a Vaishnava and were impressed by his example of chanting concentratedly. Or maybe during a lecture, one point was interesting for you, like dealing with one's own shadow, or this morning understanding that we are part of Krishna and everything else really is a covering in our life, a mask. Maybe you saw something during the video or during watching Ananta Vrindavan's excellent photos. Maybe something during the workshop struck you. I request you to find just one thing which you would like to take from all these impressions and bring it to your practice of chanting. We will give you a little time to think about this, and then I request you to note it down either on your colored sheet of paper or on your mobile phone, or maybe to speak with someone who is not busy writing and share it with them. Somehow find this one thing which you would like to do and which you feel confident that your willpower is strong enough to actually do it. Don't think of 64 rounds maybe each day. Maybe you think of, I would like to chant the number of rounds which I chant more attentively. And then, when you find something which you would like to do in relationship to Nam Prabhu, the holy name, then also write down something very concretely. Like for instance, I will get up early in the morning and the first thing I do, even before showering, because I'm so busy, once I have showered, I will jump on the table and do many things. I will chant some rounds before an altar. I will dust off my old altar and make it really attractive. I will buy a good cushion so that I can sit before it. Be very concrete and just write down the steps which you can do. And remember, don't spread yourself out too thin. Don't go through too many projects, or don't bring your water through too many holes in the nozzle or the noozle or whatever it's called. Then just think of something you would like to do, and second, to think of some concrete steps which you can do. They can be, they must be very concrete. Well, I will throw out my old carpet. There are still so many. This is so dirty. I will buy a new carpet, and I will sit on this. Or I'm a poor person. It will be a blanket, or I don't buy anything at all. I will sit on the beach, and I will really chant two very concentrated rounds. This is what I can do. This is what I will do. Others can, you know, I'm just giving examples which are on the lowest common denominator, which everyone can do. Please find something and then do it. So please take this few moments of reflection, write it down on your piece of paper or in your Samsung mobile telephone, then I will get back to you in about 5 minutes. Please do this. This is something active. Don't think this is nothing for you. If we want to bring something new with us from this retreat. Start now. Or you can just sit for a while and just reflect and in your mind fix that determination. It's also good enough. One more minute. Thank you very, very much. I'm really very impressed by the kindness of your heart and by your willingness to apply yourself to improving the holy name. Very impressed. It was a wonderful time for me. It was short, but very wonderful. I have one announcement to make, and then I will ask Banu Nandini to close just with a few practical things which you need to know. The announcement I want to say is, last year we had asked you to help us in a project which we called Braj Care. Braj Care is something like a welfare project where we take care of widows, sadhus, poor people who are on the spiritual path in Vrindavan. And you were so generous last year that we could open from the Australian branch, from our Australian support which we got, a new division of Braj Care, which is the medical card. We do not like to give people money or because we don't know where it will go. What we did is we give people a medical card, and they can then go when they have a disease to one of the doctors who works with us, and the doctor will give them a prescription, and then they go with the prescription to one of the pharmacies which work with us. And this way they will get with the medical care free doctor counseling and free medicine. And it has worked wonderfully. We have really have many sadhus, many widows who take this medical care. We have this braj care, which is something where we want to get the blessings of the inhabitants of Vrindavan by taking care of things they really need and by also taking care of the environment. This year we will again go from Australia directly to Vrindavan, and those of you who feel inspired, please, there is a little box on the book table. I'll drop some Lakshmi police inside, which we will use to take care of the sadhus and then get their powerful blessings. So those of you who feel inspired, please take care in this Braj Care project. That's one thing I needed to say. And the last thing Banu Nandini will say, we will just show you a few slides. This is the medical card. It has a stamp of Radharani, then it has pictures, and then they go to this wonderful Vaishnava. He's called Chaitanya Das, and he gives free medicine. These are some of the team members of Braj Care. Many doctors have joined us. Really, eye clinics work together. Optima also. And well, if you are poor, you can also get a medical card. These are some of the widows. By material standards, they are under the lowest income rate you can imagine. Maybe when they beg, they get 2 rupees or 3 rupees or 4 rupees. But spiritually speaking, they live in the holy dharm and they engage in bhajan. And just last year, a London ethnologist came to make a movie about the poor widows of Vrindavan, and they were directed to Braj Care. And we took them everywhere. They said, these people are so blissful. They are so poor. But they are so rich in consciousness, God consciousness, that they will come again. We have in Braj Care an activist week where we do cleaning and serve the people. You can get to know more about this program. Here are just some impressions of the people we take care of. And I think the idea is clear. Please, if you like such a program, since we are just going, we can take your good donation and take care that it is directly used in the service of the Vaishnavas. Good. Have I said thank you? Yes, but much too short. Feel already homesick from you. Oh, why do I always have to meet such wonderful persons and then separate from them? This is only the cruel providence which is arranging this. Anyways, because time is there, I will ask, you want to say something, but can we first have Banu Nandini? I don't know what you... Oh, something about Braj Care. Okay.
Maharaj, we, in our shop, Up at the temple, we have a credit card EFCOS facility. So we will offer that facility if people, because a lot of people don't carry cash with them these days.
Oh, yeah.
So they can use that facility.
Thank you.
And we will pass the funds on to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do that, please come and see me.
Mm-hmm. Your good name?
It's Malani.
Malani?
Malani.
Malani. The mother of these strong boys. Thank you, Malini. Thank you. Nitai, Rupa Goswami, Paravendra Puri, all great saints. Good, so that opportunity is there. Please say.
So they're a little bit short this time because we want to start at 3 p.m. already with Kirtan.
Wow.
But we are not saying goodbye yet. We're going to see you all in Kirtan and also next weekend, I think. So the first announcement, because everybody or many were asking me how to stay in contact and how to download the lectures, it's we have the two web pages just written on the album. Yeah, it's in here. So to download all the lectures from this retreat, we just go on sharanagati-library.net. There are all lectures of Maharaj recorded in the past 20 years, so you can download everything or anything if you're inspired to do. And Maharaj's webpage is sachinamutswami.com. There you will find tour schedules and also regular inspiring articles which we post. And Maharaj writes, he writes very often articles, poems, and diaries, like when he goes to Braj on the pilgrimage, then he writes diaries. So, so those are the two information. Then some of you have asked if Maharaj has brought any books with him. And unfortunately, we didn't have much space in our luggage because we had to pack for India with all the mosquito tents and everything. But we just have a few copies here. I just want to give you a little information of the books we have with us. One is The Spiritual Tonic. We have only four copies here. So first come, first serve. And it's a book with various verses, recitable Brahma. And there are very wonderful meditations on the spiritual world, and the book is designed in such a way that while you're chanting japa, you can read a verse before that, and then you can be in very nice meditation about Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan and Krishna's associates and so on. And there's also music CD in the background, where the verses are recited. Thank you. Then we have Inside Your Sacred Space. It's a meditation CD. Also produced by Sachinandan Swami, and it's more meant for those of you who like to meditate, and you have experienced one of such meditations just today. And there are two such meditations, and this CD is also very nice to be handed out to new people who are just a little bit experiencing the Krishna consciousness and so on. And then there is a very, very nice book. We also have only four copies of this. It's called Broken Names. And it's a novel about the holy name. The characters are a German devotee who goes to Vrindavan, and he has this last hope to regain his faith back into chanting the holy names. And he visits his Guru Maharaj in Vrindavan, and then a very amazing story unfolds. But the messages which are given there are all based on Harinam Chintamani and Vajrarahasya. So all the knowledge which you have received here or which you can receive from Maharaj is put in this small little book, and it's in the form of a novel, so you can read it with lots of taste. And then we have also a few sacred longing kirtan CDs of Maharaj. It's only the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, of course. And for those who don't get any copy, you can sign your name and you can give it to Ananda Mohini. She's just at the door. She lives in New Zealand, and she can then send these things to you, either the CDs, books, or so on. So that was it. And then two very important announcements about the next retreat, which is taking place next weekend, also here at New Govardhan Farm. It's Tree of Life retreat. It's a retreat about how to live a real spiritual lifestyle or how to develop it. In the holiday retreat, you're learning more about chanting japa and kirtan because it's our most important practice. But in the Tree of Life retreat, Maharaj will show how we can live a very balanced lifestyle, balancing four needs, which is the emotional needs, the social needs, the physical needs, and also practicing, daily chanting practices, so that we are balanced, that we don't overdo one and then we cannot chant or so on. So it's open, the registrations are still open, and the retreat is going to be designed in a different way, so it's not like that you can just come and go. We would like you to come and stay for the whole time because there is a certain program which we are doing, and there is Damodar Pandit Prabhu, who is just standing there in the back, and he is taking the registrations. So he requested everybody to come after this to him, who is interested to come next weekend. And also, Damodar Pandit Prabhu has said that there is a movie festival next weekend. On Wednesday. And it's in the Moogaloo cinema. maybe Damodar Pandit Prabhu would like to say when it starts and how.
Sometimes we just say Merva. So this Wednesday night at the Regent Cinema in the Wollongong, we'll have our third annual Bhakti Film Fest. So this festival is pitching films from three of our local devotee filmmakers, and a few films by international filmmakers. So we promise you won't have seen any of these films before. They're all brand new devotional films, and it's only $10. So this is the one night a year for the year you can go to the movies, have a night out at the movies, and you won't be in Maya, all the films. And for $10, you can come to the cinema, plus we'll also serve a feast before you go up into the cinema.
And what time?
It starts around 6:30. The movies will begin to show at 7.
Okay.
So you can come a bit earlier, have prasadam, enjoy the atmosphere, and then 7 o'clock will begin to show the films.
Thank you. Yes, and this was it. We start with the kirtan at 3 p.m. For prasadam, it will be served at 5 p.m. But those who are hungry, maybe you can look if there are some leftovers from this breakfast prasadam. And also there is a pizzeria open, so you can take a pizza and wait until 5 p.m. And then Maharaj is singing from 4 to 5, because some of you have asked. And then Madhava Prabhu will come on stage, so to say, from 6 to open end. We will see how long we will go. So thank you all so much for participating, and see you very soon. Bye.